The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Thursday, May 26, 2022. The epidemiological situation and the post-COVID-19 actions, as well as issues on the educational development, are on the agenda of two commissions of the Latin American and Caribbean Parliament, Parlatino, taking place this Thursday in Havana. The works, which will last until May 27, tally to the work by the Health and Education, Culture, Science, Technology, and Communication Commissions, from which Cuba holds the presidency and the first vice presidency, respectively, held by legislators Luis Velázquez and Miguel Charbonnet, in that order. According to the National Assembly of People's Power, Parliament, the agenda of the meeting includes the analysis by the members of the Parlatino's Health Commission of issues on sustainable development in the post-COVID-19 stage and the epidemiological situation of the pandemic in the region. They will also review the impacts and teachings learned from the pandemic in the Latin American and Caribbean nations, the effectiveness of health policies in the face of this disease, and the strengthening of the health systems, among other topics of interest to the fore. On Wednesday, the Parliament Speaker, Esteban Lasso, welcomed virtually the delegates to this meeting and wished them success in the work. Cuba reported today 45 positive cases of SARS-CoV-2, the virus that causes COVID-19, and no deaths. The number of admitted patients is 1,336, and 1,094 are suspected, 30 are under surveillance, and 212 are confirmed active, according to the daily report released by the Ministry of Public Health. The Western Matanzas, as well as the central provinces of Santo Espíritu and Ciego de Ávila, and the eastern provinces of Santiago de Cuba, Granma, and Las Tunas, did not report new patients. Cuba accumulates 1,105,136 diagnosed with the pathogen since March 11, 2020, and the total number of fatalities as a result of the pandemic amounts to 8,529. For several weeks, the island has maintained a downward trend in COVID-19 cases and has not registered deaths during the last 14 days, thanks to the permanence of the established hygienic sanitary measures and the level of immunization achieved with nationally produced vaccines, according to health authorities. Cuba defined as one of its priorities for 2020 the stabilization of the national electrical energy system. The local television broadcast the words by Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel at the Council of Ministers about the issue, where he addressed the causes of the power cuts that have been affecting the population and the economy, as well as the actions that are being carried out to find solutions. The president pointed out that this scenario may persist until late May, where simultaneous breakdowns in several thermoelectric power plants are combined with others that are out of service due to plant maintenance and the lack of fuel for the distributed generation groups. Jorge Armando Cepero, director of the National Electric Company, recalled that sustaining the national electric system is expensive and exemplified that only to guarantee the operation and maintenance in 1 year, $250 million are required without counting the fuel, which is currently above $110 per barrel. Arronte assured that they are working tirelessly to solve the breakdowns and the planned maintenance to conclude them in the shortest possible time. And in the international agenda, we have that. According to the National Register of Civil Status, Alexander Vega, next Sunday's presidential elections will be the most observed elections by international organizations. Among the accredited observation missions, he pointed out that of the European Union, the International Foundation for Electoral Systems, the Center for Electoral Assistance and Promotion, Electoral Transparency, the International Institute for Democracy and Electoral Assistance, the Association of World Election Bodies, and the Organization of American States. All of them have the objective of providing guarantees and shielding the process and verification of the scrutiny software, Vega said. However, this week three complaints were filed due to impediments to the entry into the country of international observers, such as the Argentinian Secretary of International Relations of Movimiento Evita, Alejandro Rusconi, the American citizen Terry Matson of the organization Code Pink, and the Frenchman Paul-Émile Dupré. On the other hand, the lack of an external audit of the software for the transmission of votes is also questioned due to the lack of contracting a company, in spite of the resources approved by the government. Yesterday, the president of the country, Iván Duque, made a call to the electoral authorities so that the resources already allocated for the auditing be used in their contracting. Meanwhile, the Workers' Party plans to propose three presidential debates in Brazil to the media in the first round of the elections scheduled for October 2 in Brazil. It was confirmed. According to journalist Kennedy Alencar's column on the UOL News portal, the so-called pool model will be similar to the one adopted in the United States. The proposal for three simultaneous discussions should also be presented by the PT to other parties that have presidential candidates. Analysts assure that the richest country in Latin America is preparing for a duel at the poles of Aquarius voltage, the result of which will reverberate beyond its borders. They specify that the Lula-Bolsonaro dispute could become revenge for the one they could not celebrate in 2018, when a court then annulled the candidacy of the former mechanic for alleged acts of corruption. The Supreme Court gave the PT leader a second chance in March 2021 after annulling his convictions and rehabilitating his political rights, which once again opened the doors to a presidential race.
And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unite us.